did not practice today. Kayvon, Akib, Chris Harris, TJ Ward, and Stewart. Limited. You know what? Paradis did not practice neither. I'm sorry. Limited was Brandon Marshall and Devontae Booker. And then full participants were Shaq, Janovich, DeMarcus, Sly, and Trevor. Okay. And another thing, too, yeah. So it was a rest day for three of them, and Akib's back still sore. So the other thing, too, we added three captains to our team for the back half of the season. So just let you guys know, special teams-wise, with Dakota Watson. Offensively was Trevor, and defensively was T.J. Ward. So good stuff. Moving forward. Y'all go ahead.
What does it say about Trevor that he's earned his teammates and coaches respect?
Yeah, that's pretty cool. You know, I mean, to be such a young guy and in his first year playing, I think it just tells him that they want him to lead them, you know, regardless of what year he's in. So, he needs to continue to do that and push forward, and we got to help him. But, that's three good guys that they chose to be a part of the, leadership that's already in place.
Gary Jacka earlier this morning was telling us that penalties are up around the league. Obviously, his team committed a bunch. You guys have, I know, been kind of burned. Do you think is it sloppy play, or are the refs calling games different?
Well, I don't know. I mean, we had a big penalty week a few weeks ago, and I still had some the other day, especially early in the game. But, you look at them, and, sometimes you own them all, and sometimes you don't. I don't know how to put a finger on that. I just know if you go have that – what they overcame last week is amazing. What was it, 23 penalties? I mean, that's incredible. And, we had 12 or something, 12 or 13 down in San Diego. So I know they can get you beat, but you got to look at them and own them and try to get better.
As a coach, does it affect the flow of the game, especially when you get, those holding penalties?
Yeah, I think naturally when you're making plays and all of a sudden the ball's going backwards and those things are happening, it affects the flow of the game. But – also, if you're doing it, if there's a reason why you're, if you're holding people and stuff, you got to get that fixed too. So, we try to take that route first.
Coach, you've played a lot of primetime games. This is kind of new territory for them, but in fact, they played a lot of close games. You think that'll help them?
Yeah, they have been, Mike. They've been in a bunch of close ones, and been in position to win all eight of them. So. But they're playing really well right now. Last week, go on the road, get down by 10, have penalty issues, and come back and win the game. Their quarterback's playing exceptionally well, really a great player right now and doing a great job. Two great receivers. They're really big up front. Defensively, they get their hands on the ball. Two edges. We know the problems they gave us last year. So playing really, really well, and that's a tough place to play. When us two teams get together, it's always a great football game. So, we're going to have a great week to get ready to go.
Were you close on any trade deadline the last couple of days going in?
You'd have to talk to John and Matt about that. Mike, we feel good about our group. We feel good about our team. Got a few nicks that we're working through right now, but the key right now is, you're down to 8 weeks in this league. That sounds like a lot. It's really not a lot. And, how good can you get your football team playing? So that's the key right now.
What does this rivalry mean to you, having coached with Shanahan, who made it clearly personal?
Oh, forgot about that. I've been a part of it forever. I've been a part of it in the Coliseum in front of 100,000 people, So it's always been a great matchup. And obviously playing twice a year makes it even bigger. And that's what it's fun about this league. 2-6 and two teams going at it on Sunday night and a tough place to play. So, that's why you coach. It's why you play.
How do you balance staying committed or stubborn to the run game with just finding a way to win the dang game?
Well, in all honesty, you do look and say, there's conversations all the time. How are we balance-wise? What's going on here? Like last week, you're out of whack. You're totally out of whack. But at the same time, you got to go out there and make plays to win games. So, as I said last, I think the other day when I talked to you guys, the key to balance is you got to stay on, you got to run plays, And we had 50-something plays last week and got to find a way to be more balanced as a group. But you also got to do what the defense is telling you to do, too. So it's a commitment, and it's one you got to hang on to. But at the same time, you got to stay aggressive too in this league. You got to make some plays.
Where has Derek grown from last year when you were, you know,
Wolf?
No, I'm sorry, Derek Carr. When you were prepping for him twice last year, how has he grown this year?
Just watching Billy work with him. You know, Billy does a great job. Billy played for me in San Francisco, played for me here. Got great respect for him. Tice is doing a great job of protecting him. He's doing a really good job at the offensive line. But I think the thing with Derek, I think he's thrown it more than anybody in football, and he's turned it over less than anybody in football. So that tells you the growth of him. I mean, that's what this league's all about. You know, can you be aggressive? Can you go out there and throw it around? But can you, you know, keep us in games and not turn the ball over? And that's what he's doing. He hasn't been sacked much, I think 9 times. So you just see them come together as a group. They've been playing together a while, and obviously he's a great athlete.
Gary, when you played, it was Raiders week. So many years later, with so much roster turnover, has it just become a big game against a division opponent?
No, I think it's still Raider week. I mean, our guys, I think it's always a big game, and, you know, it's a very physical game when we get together. And, you know, I think this year the fact that, you know, both of us are sitting there along with Kansas City at the top of the division, you know, we're going to all play each other here down the stretch. There's going to be big games every week. So, you know, good way to start the back end of the season, a tough test for us, and getting ready to go compete. So we're looking forward to it.
Was the hate the same as it was back then?
I don't know. You play everybody in this league. I don't know, that's a strong word, you know. I mean, you compete at the highest level against everybody you play. So,
do you feel like you'll be able to get Brandon Marshall, Keith back for Sunday?
It looks that way. Brandon had a good day today. Who else? Akeem. Brandon did more than Akeem today, so we'll take it day by day and see where we're at.
On Booker, Gary, still feel good about it?
Yeah, he practiced today. He was fine. He's sore, but able to do everything. And I think I said the other day, the fact that he played the game, you know, we felt like he'd come back. And so he's bounced back okay.
Run defense hasn't quite been the same.
No, it hasn't, Mike. We have struggled. You know, the other day we give up 4.8 or something. The key the other day is, you know, if somebody's running a ball on you but you're playing with the lead, you know, sometimes you look at that and say, well, go ahead and run it, you know, because we were playing with the lead. It's when we've gotten behind people that they've run the ball on us, Atlanta, San Diego at San Diego, you know. So those are the times you get really concerned. But it's something we've got to do a better job of. They've got 3 really good backs, I mean, that are all touching the ball. Billy's playing out of a lot of personnel. So it's a good place to start with us. We're going to have to do a better job.
Okay.
Have a good day.